Good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with last night's rugby action at the Kings Park Stadium. Now, the Hollybet Sharks win ensured that they will end the United Rugby Championship season in the top four after their 29-10 win over Ospreys last night. Now, though successful outcome, things didn't end too peachy for the Sharks captain, Eben Etzebeth, who limped off the field in the 27th minute with a possible knee injury. Now, the Durbanites may be able to go higher than their current fourth if all goes well for Glasgow Warriors in their last two league games, starting with today's clash with Benetton in Treviso. Now, a positive result would set up the Sharks to avoid having to play fellow South African team, the DHL Stormers, in their quarter final at the start of June. And then over to some football. It's a big day in Durban. Orlando Pirates coach Mandla Ngcikazi believes Kaizer Chiefs will be favourites to win in today's Nedbank Cup final. Now, the sold-out affair kicks off at 3:30 this afternoon, with the two sides locking horns again after their league clash at the FNB Stadium 7 days ago. Coach Mandla, who is quite humble at the press conference this week, says they've got to be at their best.
Please allow me to make a small correction. We're not favourites. Being a favourite is very subjective. It depends on how you want to look at it. Chiefs were the last winners in a cup final that we played between both teams. Secondly, Chiefs are a well-rested team. If you look at how many games we have played 48 games. They have played 34 games. Chiefs had a whole week of preparation, so we don't want to fall into the fallacy of thinking we are favourites. We are not, but Kaizer Chiefs are.
A Soweto derby is always a massive occasion, but there's a lot to play for from an Orlando Pirates perspective. Coach Rivero leaves at the end of the season. They've missed out on a CAF Champions League semi-final, and they currently hold a second spot on the Betway Premiership table, trailing behind Mamelodi Sundowns on 52 points. Kickoff again is at 3:30 at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. If you are going to the stadium, make sure to be there on time. Gates open at 11 o'clock. And then Manchester City head to already relegated Southampton this afternoon, looking to boost their Champions League qualification hopes. A win will move them level on points with second-placed Arsenal in the Premier League. Boss Pep Guardiola says they just need to focus on themselves.
Huge respect for Southampton. We started 0-0, and it's a massive, important game for us. Definitely it is. It's just 3 games left, and after that game is 2, and a huge respect for them.
Now, another contender for a top 5 finish. Aston Villa are away to Bournemouth today.